Beheres, the ain ba klum. We got a beheres, we have no klum. Ye beheres. Mehash the iri beheres temeya. Now we're dealing with a beheres temeya. Okay, so mehashtai, from now on, here in Mikanul Haba. Mikanul Haba, we're dealing with a beheres temeya. The ain ba klum. Loi michye veloi ser lavan. Okay? And the ain baklum, there's nothing. What do you mean there's nothing? We have nothing inside the beheres. We don't have a michya, and we don't have a se'or lavan. We don't have a white here. So batchila. Beheres ain baklum, batchila. What do you mean batchila? Kishochuva rav el akoyin. When you brought to the koyin, the chain, the soiv shvur rishon im loy noilad baklum yaskir. Okay, so we think of here something very poshut, right? It's a beheres, a regular beheres. Vein bakulam.
Yeah, this is like the first mission of the homosap.
Okay. Beheres vein bakulam lo betchila lo ein bakulam betchila b'soiv shavua rish b'soiv shavua rishon yaskir. Okay, fine. So very poshut. B'soiv shavua and so therefore v'chein b'soiv shavua rishon im lo nolai bakulam yaskir. Besoiv shua sheni im loynola baklum patur. Vechem liachar patur im loynola baklum oimet bepatur ze kol yama veshuv einoi maskirai. If it remains exactly the way it is after 2 weeks, so go home. And if it remains like this later on, also go home. There's nothing more. Besoiv shua sheni liachar patur yiftur he's patur in kansen. Fine, very simple. What's the dalad here? The is dalad liachar yesh loymar. The itzrich lemistam kirabonan d'Rabbi Akiva peradal mishnah ches. Ooh, what is that? I'm even scared to look there. Okay, let's not. I don't want to get confused with the facts. Let's go vital. Let's not add too many more variables until we have the basics. Okay, so say a very poshut. Over here, you have an nega, a beheres. After 1 week, yaskir. After 2 weeks, potter. The entire life, nothing. It's a garnish from the garnish. Fine.
And if he has still after that point, then it's considered omer be'enav, and he goes home.
After 2 weeks?
Yeah.
Okay, now let's say odehu maskiroi, next part of the mission, let's say odehu maskiroi, odehu maskiroi, upoiter v'noldu le'simoni tumo yachlit. What does that mean, Rav? Well, let's first see the Rav on top of here. Yeah, Rav, odehu maskiroi. Shehoya roitzel lahaskiroi. The kohen wanted to put him in hesker. Bein b'tchila kishohuva el hakohen. Bein b'soif shvur rishon. He wanted to put him in hesker. So he writes el haskira. Bein b'tchila kishohuva el hakohen. Bein b'soif shvur rishon. V'lo hispik laskira ad shenoldu simoni tumah. Until it was noilat simoni tumah. Kegoin, what happened? Betchila, b'ser lavan u'michya, u'b'soiv shvur rishon, b'ser lavan u'michya u'pisyon. Okay, so yachlit. So he was about to send them off to hesker, and then all of a sudden, in the middle of nowhere, a simon tum appeared. So after the first week, why can't the pisyon be in the first week? Nachmal odeh maskiray
shahoya pisyon in the first week.
What?
You complained by Harris.
He comes in with a beheres, size 3. Make believe number, size 3. And as he's about to paskin, okay, you have a beheres, your beheres, there's no simanim, you're going to go into hesker for a week. And as he's about to paskin, you go beheres, maskir, it goes from size 3 to size 4. So why don't we say that's called a pisyon?
It's still a beheres.
Yeah, but it's a pisyon, there's a simon. Just like if we're saying over here right now that in the first week you're about to be maskir, and then right before you maskir, oh, look at this. There's a ser lavan. There is a michya.
I'm a kohen, and I'm seeing a guy on day one. And he comes to me with a beheres. And in the 15 minutes that I'm there, it goes from size 4 to size 5. I can't put him into pisyon.
Why not? Why don't? Because you never. Because you first in the first declaration.
We never said pisyon matkil. Pisyon has to be after a week.
All right. Okay. I hear you. You're saying chiddush. Okay. You're saying that you're saying pisyon. Fine. Okay. Fine. I understand. Okay. Fine. Idea mask back to the rabbi. Idea mask here. Kishoy you write to last. Your bein bitl bein bein kshuvu lokai. Bein misal kshuvu rishon. Bein lo hispek last. Your ad shonel. There is money to mark. You're going back tchila. Bisel lavan mechia. Uvisayim shuvah rishon. But say lavan mechiyah pisyayin. Yachlet. Avol mishayiski. Why? Once you put him in hesker, hotnan aleel bereish per gimel. Ein machlitin es hamuskar. We learned before. Ein machlitin es hamuskar. That once already he's put in hesker. That's it. You have to wait a whole week. You can't go say to the koyin, listen, the koyin, they have better accommodations. There are better accommodations in Mukhlat land. So why don't you come over here and take a look and you'll see that I already have a white here. Get me out of here. Okay, the Hesker Center is not so great. The Mukhlat Center, I have friends in the Mukhlat Center. Badad Yeshev, or other way around. There are no people. Here there are people. This is torture. To deal with other people is torture. I'd rather go to a place where I'm all have a private room. Okay, so I'm now in the Muskar Center. In the Muskar Center, you share a room. In the Mukhlat Center, you're all alone. So you say, listen, it's already Tuesday. My next appointment is on Sunday. Why don't you come right now on Tuesday? Take a look. You'll see that I have a Michli, I have a Seir Lavan, and you can upgrade me to a private suite in the Mukhlat Center. No, you have to suffer. You have to go through the steps. You're not such a miyuchas that you can be a Mukhlat so quickly. You have to first go to the steps of being a muskar for until Yezoicha to the Goresa Madreika being a Mukhlat. That's what it says over here. Azor state. So it says Nachum, so therefore, Allah is a little bit of a smile to my going with Hilary Kuvisa Love and Mechiv, the self sure we should be Bissel and Mechiv, Pisan Yachlet Avo Mishaiskiroi. Once he goes into Hesker, Chotnan El Bresh Paragimel, Ain Machlitin Esan Muskar. Okay, but what Avo Mishaiski, once you get Hesker, Chota Elel, Ain Machlitin Esan Muskar, fine. Upoiter, next little school of Vital, go back. So it's back to the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Odeo Maskios, it's a very unusual word. These words mean, Odeo means that you are in the process of condemning this man to Hesker. You're in the process. And then what happens? And then what happens? Upoiter, v'noldu lo simani, or poiter. Okay, next word of the Rashi, of the Rav, kilomer, oi poiter. Kigoyin, it's besoiv shvur sheni, it's 2 weeks, nothing has changed. So what is the law after 2 weeks, nothing has changed? You go home, scot-free. Arois, v'afilu li'achar ha'petur, v'afilu li'achar ha'petur, even after the petur, imdoldu simoni tuma yachlit. So if he's on the way, if the moment that's come when he's about to let him go free, and all of a sudden when he's looking at him, he sees there and there's a nega, a simon that came about, therefore you can be machlet. So nachmo, oideo maskiroi, or upoiter, or you're about to release him, v'noldu loy simoni tuma, which means white here, or a michya, or the second week this pisyoin, yachlet. You can immediately condemn him to Mechlet. Okay, but now we go a new case. Let's say there's a Beheris, Ubos Simoni Tuma. Let's say the other way around, you have a Beheris. Ubos Simoni Tuma Yachlet. Let's say, Odeo Machlito, you're about to declare him a Mechlet. V'holchulachem Simoni Tuma. And now the Simoni Tuma disappear. So Batchila, either happens immediately on the first, on site, when you come to visit for the very first time, or b'sav shvur rishon, or at the end of the first week, or then the law is yaskir. Then the law is yaskir. So, okay, so you get away with it. You go to hesker. B'sav shvur sheni, or li achar hapetur, then yiftar. Because after 2 weeks, if you're about, he's already been in hesker for 1 week, and now it's the end of hesker week. It's end of hesker week number two, and you're about. You're about to declare him to be a mukhlat because there's a white here, there's a michya, or there's pisyay. And right before you say that you're a mukhlat, the white here disappears, or the michya goes away, or the pisyay is arrested in its mokoim, then, oh, okay, so now if it's after 2 weeks, you go free. If it was li'achar ha'petur, or it was li'achar ha'petur, you also go free. And if it's besoiv shvur rishayin, then you go into Hesker. Rav. Odeo machlitoi, shoyibo lachlit. he has this simani v'loy hifsik ad shaholchu simani tuma. Batchila kishuhu velakayin. Oy besoif shvur rishon yaskir. Aval im mishchlita, but let's you machlit him. Holchu lohem. Great shchlita b'ser lavan v'holchu l'say b'ser lavan v'heres. Kayemes ein maskiroy alei el poitrei v'to. Wow. That's a very interesting halacha.
Yeah, this is at the same time that you're seeing it, that you come on day 7 or day.
No, I think any time. I'm assuming that once a person is a mukhlat, you can call the doctor, you can call the kohen whenever you want. A person is right now in mukhlat, and then let's say on day 2 being mukhlat, the white hair disappears, or the michi disappears, but he has the same baharis, so he immediately is released. So look at the contrast. Look at this very interesting concept. Compare two people. You have two people that come to a kohen. Each one is exactly the same baharis. Think of this concept. They have exactly the same size baharis. They both wake up in the morning with exactly Reuven and Shimon. Reuven has size 3, Shimon has size 3 baharis. They come to the kohen. When Reuven stands before the kohen, all of a sudden, as he stands before the Reuven, a white hair appears. White hair? Mukhlat. Arois. Mukhlat. He goes to Mukhlat. The other one, Shimon, doesn't have a white hair. Okay, you go to Heska. So Reuven was sent to Mukhlat, Shimon was Muska. Now, day 2, Mamish day 2, the white hair disappears from Reuven. Reuven calls up the Kohen, come. My white hair disappeared after one day. He comes, oh, it's gone. You're free, done, go home. Go home, you're done. You're totally free, you can go home. Now, he's going to have to bring korbanos, and he's going to have to shave off his hair, but at least he can go home. The ikar is the social media. We'll restore your social media accounts. That's the ikar. Facebook and Twitter will be restored because you're no longer bothered Yeshiv. Does bothered Yeshiv mean that they cancel your Twitter and Facebook accounts? But you get to come back. You get to come back. What about Shimon? Shimon's cruising away in Muska land. Cruising away in Muska land. Now, what happens to Shimon? Shimon is in Muska land. And then Shimon another week. Then nothing changes. Nothing changes.
So then he goes free.
But right, after 2 weeks. So the guy who comes with one white hair has potential to be completely finished from his ordeal. Miserable after 2 days, whereas Shimon, if he doesn't have the white here, he'll be in Muskar for 2 weeks. Now, granted, Muskar is not Mukhlat, but still, he's still in a matzav of uncertainty for 2 weeks. Whereas Reuven, he comes with a Baharis and a white here, immediately he becomes a Mukhlat. And then the next day, he can be released from the mukhlat if the white hair goes away.
I guess so. I mean, I always said that the kohen has to wait 7 days to come back to the mukhlat. But I wasn't sure.
The kohen has to come 7 days to come back to what?
The kohen has to wait 7 days to come back to the mukhlat. I mean, the kohen.
Is that true? I don't know. I don't know. Because let's chaz the mission again. Baharas, the ain boklum. You have a baharas and you have nothing. There's nothing there on the baharas. You have a baharas, the ain boklum. There's nothing there. It's a regular. So, betchila, the first time he comes to the kohen, besayv shavua rishon. So, what is the law? Yaskir. The law is he has to be in muskar for an entire week. Fine. Besayv shavua sheni, it remains exactly the same. So, you tahar after 2 weeks. Let's say liachar apatur. Yiftar. Okay, what do we mean liachar apatur? Let's see the rab again.
That he wasn't hezger for 2 weeks, and it hasn't changed.
No matter what, continuously, he's always going to remain potter. He'll always remain potter forever. Look at the rab again. V'sav shvur sheni im loy nolde baklum potter v'chein liachar apatur im loy nolde baklum oy made. Oy means you maintain the status quo. Oy made b'patur zeh kol yamav. V'shuv eina maskira. Fine. Now we go to part two of the mission. Let's say, odehu maskira. You're about to declare him a muska. And right before you declare him a muska, something happens. Or upaitrai. Or you're upaitrai. You're about to declare him potter because it's left 2 weeks. 2 weeks have passed. Nothing has changed. So you're about to make a declaration that you are hereby potur. You're about to make the declaration. And suddenly, as you're about to make that declaration, something happens, it's a change in plan. And then suddenly, the noldu loy simoni tama. So right away, yachlit. Okay, end of that case. Let's now discuss case number three. Baheres ubos simoni tama. Yachlit. Guy comes right away, he has simoni tama, then discuss yachlit. Oidehu yachlit. Now, new case. Let's say odeo machlito. You're about to declare mamuchlat. And now the whole chulahen siman etoma betchila. If it's the first time you come to the kayin, or it's besef shur rishain yaski. So what are you left with? So you're left with a baharis for the very first time, or after 1 week. So then you go back for another week. But let's say this occurred at the end of 2 weeks. It's after 2 weeks, and you see now the white here, and you're about to say, oh, you're a mukhlat, and then suddenly, the very last moment, the white here disappears. So now you're left with a baharis that has been already on this person's skin for 2 weeks, b'sev shuah sheni, or then the potter, or let's say li'achar hap, the person was already exempt. They already sent him away, and he comes back, look, I got a white here. And they look, oh, tak, you have a white here. And as you're about to say mukhlat, the white here disappeared. Oh, disappeared. So since this baharis already has been on your skin already for your whole life, and you already had 2 weeks of hesker back in the day, so now there's no more need for hesker, and that's why yifto yipater. Okay, you see over here that you can only do a lockdown once. You only can do this emergency in your sight. You can only, over here, the Mishnah, we're taking the laws of hesker, you only can do, hesker is a lockdown. If later on there's a situation which reoccurs, which would ordinarily demand which reoccurs, and you don't do lockdown again. You remain your status quo, whatever the matzav is. If there's a white here, you're tame. And if there's no white here, there's no more lockdown. There's no such thing as going back into Heska for a nega. For the same nega, you only have one chance to go into lockdown for a nega. You get a nega, 1 week extension, 2 weeks. And that's it. Either this pisyon, this ser lavan, this milchia, your mukhlat. It remains exactly the same, your tar. Okay, now just because it remains exactly the same doesn't mean you're not in danger. Because it remains exactly the same, you're in danger because all you need now is a white here or a milchia to make you tameh, or pisyon. All you need now, after 2 weeks of lockdown, at any time in this person's life, it suddenly appears one of those three things, he's immediately mukhlat. But whatever happens, he'll never ever return to a state of Hesker. Okay, let's see the Ikum Mefarshim. Ikum Mefarshim, Mishnah Gimel, Haknama. Mishnah Seinu, Melamedes, Din, Beheres, Shabashah, Shakoin Oimet, Lifsek, Esdina. We're dealing with a Beheres, Shabashah, Shakoin Oimet, Lifsek, Esdina, Noldubom, Oinelmu, Mimeno, Simani Atama. At that moment in time, it was Nelad. No, it was Nelam. Nesimani Toma. Hal Chulachem Simani Atoma. Da. She'im bo l'poitre mitoich hechlet. She'hol chul ha-simonim. Ein tzach l'hamtim l'saif shvur echad el miyad she'hol chul bo'is ha-shah poitre. Oh, so you see, he taka tells us this halacha. It was kedai to wake up today to come to Tavshin Pei Beis. Tavshin Pei Beis is the gematria b'diyuk with no kunsim. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Velokei Yaakov. The three Zaydis. Elokei Avraham, Elokei Zimatra, Tavshin Pei Beis. It's Kedai to come to Tavshin Pei Beis to learn this Yisoid in Ikum Mefarshim.
Sounds like the rabbi's
quote. What?
Where did you get that number from?
I typed it into the computer. No. I stayed up the whole night to figure it out. I type it, I go to a program, it's a conservative guy. I think it's conservative reform. He has a very good program. You type in called Or Chodosh Trugman. You go on the computer, Or Chodosh, you type in any number, and it shows until it goes to the entire Tanakh, only up to 500 results. So if there's more than 500 results, there's no way you can get the ones after the 500 results. It shows you in Tanakh any collection of words in a pasuk that are next to each other, that have that exact gematria. So sometimes you get lucky, get a whole pasuk. Sometimes you just get two words, three words, four words. So in the Torah it says, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. Somewhere in the Torah, we're in Shemos, and Va'eru, I don't know, somewhere it says the words, Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak. So therefore, that's the gematria of Tav Shin Pei Beis is Elokei Avraham, Elokei Yitzchak, Elokei Yaakov. I looked at the computer, and the Machashev. The principle of Shavuos is only said by a muskar. That's the important you say to know. Shlohuskar Shavuos Ella the muskar. The Gabi muskar. In Boaz, the man who says Hashuva v'holchulachem oyshaholchul ha'oim the main part or loy niftu mitumas hesker ad soif shavua. Okay, so there by the muskar, there's a bazundra din, of you have to have weeks. But when it comes to the muchlat, there's no such thing. This is yisoid. It's only one thing. Learn the whole mesecht in the goyim. This is the yisoid. The din of shavua is a din of a muskar. On muchlat, there's no shavua. Everything can happen immediately, instant results. It's like ikvus of the mshicha. Time accelerates. Things happen very quickly. Every minute.
I thought it was like counting sphere. You count sphere when you're a muchlak. But you count shvuas when you're in husband.
You count sphere when you're a muchlat, muskar.
No. You count. You count Shavuos when you're in Hesper.
Weeks.
Because you have to wait a week. You can't yamim when you're in Mukla.
My eye doesn't want to push this thing out. Already a couple of days. Stuck. Stuck in the mud.
Maybe you should go to the eye doctor.
Should.
You know, or maybe at least go to an optometrist.
Give me an appointment this day, that day, blah, blah, blah. You have insurance, I don't take your insurance. Just show me where the grave is.
Right there.
Simone Tomo.
Yeah.
You have to fill out the COVID forms first. Simone Toma, Shanol Dubai, Shanol Bushasri Sakoin. In Australia, they want to stop giving health care. Anyone that's not vaccinated, no health care for you.
Yeah.
Simone Tomas Noldu by Nelmu Bishasriasakoin. Fine. Baheres Bele Simon Tuma. Where we are Baheres? A Baheres Beloy Simon Tuma. Yeah, no Simon Tuma. Riasakoin. Betrilo Ibisav Shwarishan Yasgir. Lock him up. Lock her up.
Lock her up.
Besoiv Shavua Shani. At the end of the second week. Uliachar Hapatur Tahar. At the end of the second week, Uliachar Hapatur Tahar. Okay? That Nachum was social, Shady, you're not fine because nothing changed. Fine. Beheres, let's say the Beheres Ims Mani Tumma, but Chila, Beheres Shwar Rishon, Beheres Shwar Shady, Uliachar Hapatur, Yachla Lutumma, what's the Shaila? Yeah, Beheres, and you have the Simani Tumma, you have a, Whatever you got. Sonny boy, give me whatever you got. A white here.
Okay,
a michye. Whatever you got, Tommy. Next. Shinui b'becheres b'shas hari. Let's do the shinui. Andere welt. Nicht dieselbe welt. Shana. Shana the meloshen shinui. Chadesh Leinu Hashanah Zayis does not mean this year. It means this moment of transition. What happens at this moment of transition will affect your entire life. Shana does not mean Chadesh Shanah Zayis. No. That's, you're limiting it for a year. You're now at a turning point in the belt. At this moment of Shinui and Shemayim, the Shinui happening. It's a moment of transition. This transition will affect you for your entire existence. Me'olam v'yad olam, from this world to the next world. Shili b'beheres, shili b'beheres b'shasari. In b'heres, in b'shosh, amaskir, oipoiter, noldu b'heres, simonitim. Let's say at the moment when you're maskir, or you're poiter, the moment when you're maskir, you lock the guy up, okay. Oy poiter noldu b'heres b'simonitumah, yachli l'tumah, afil liach ha'patur, b'poshet. Next, let's say in b'shosh, sha'oim on the left side, b'shosh, sha'oim on the hachlit, when the time comes to be machlit, l'hachlit, Nelmu, it goes away. He's doing something different. Beheres b'simoni tuma in b'shosh omid lahachlit. Nelmu simoni atuma. Oh, so betchiloi b'sev shuah rishon yaskir b'sev shuah sheni or lachem to a psar. Fine. Ha'arla beraf. This chart, you notice this box over here is not really part of the box. Beheres b'simoni tuma. This box doesn't really fit into the chart. We never had this before. This is already a shinui, a shana toiva, ander zach. And now we never had this very much ha'ora baraf. Im nol du simoni tum besech shavua ahesker, ein machlitin es hamuskar. There's no such thing. You have to wait till the end of the week.
But let's. You should have been able to figure it out from the mission, the first paragraph that says that the Cohen has banker's hours. Right, he comes in on day 1, he comes in day 7, he comes in day
14. Yeah, but it doesn't talk about hachlata, it only talks about hesker. Maybe when it comes to, like you said originally, you said that maybe when it comes to hachlata, then when it comes to I mean, also there should be banker's hours. It doesn't say that. Okay, let's harbor off. Let's say that the simonitim were nelmu. Okay, they disappeared. Rak acharei ha-hechlet. If the simonitim were disappeared, acharei ha-hechlet, poitra afilu b'tchilo, av shadayim lo hoya hesker. You get that right away. Okay, let's chaz the mission again. Clarkai in the Mishnah. The Mishnah over here says, Baheres, we have a Baheres. The ein bo klum, garnished and garnished. Doesn't have any document. Undocumented immigrants.
This is the embarrassment of Klal Yisrael. It's only Klal Bechutz inside its klum. Nothing there.
It's a frumayit. Full rishis. No mitzvahs. Right? From.
Yeah.
Full of rishis. And what's the other words? and full of rishis and no mitzvahs. Yeah, is mitzvahs. Yeah. Does the yid. Weiter. Whoever made it up as a very stark of mind. Baharas the ein bo klum. Abaheres ve'ein bo klum. Garnished. Litzchilif is the first time he sees the kohen, or besav shuah rishon, the second time, the end of the first week. The end of the first week. Okay. It's now the end of the first week, and therefore what? So now it's going to be Hesker. Hesker, Yaskir. Because he needed to be in Hesker for 2 weeks. He only in Hesker for 1 week. Let's say B'Soshu was Shaini. Oh, then he potter because he only can be in Hechlet for the most 2 weeks. Or Liach HaPetur Spivtar. Aideo Mas Gira. Let's say you're about to put him in Hesker. And then what happens? Suddenly, or Upoiter, or you are about to put him into Poiter. And then suddenly, V'Nodlo Simon Yitim. Then suddenly, Simone Tumah arrive on the scene, Yachlit, new case. let's say Baharis, Ubas money to ma, Yachlit. Next case, Idea Machlitoi, you're about to be in Hechlit, the whole Hulham is money to ma, it's Betrila was every Sura Rishon Yasker. The Sashua Shady, Yachabatur is Yiftar. All right, very good. Clark, you have a Clarkite?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to stop here, okay? I can't go Vite. I really got to stop now.
I like. I mean, this is like one of the fundamental mishnas in the parrot, you know, in the whole mishnah. It really should have been printed earlier. I don't know, but all right.
All right, tomorrow we have to try not to bottle so much. But thank you for being my psychologist. Cheering me up.
Arab Shabbos, listen, Arab Shabbos, you have to work on your Shabbos Shubadrush.